Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And coming up, a story that actually was mentioned by one of our callers earlier tonight, and then we both dug it up over at Bitcoin.com's news site. The Florida governor proposing creating a cryptocurrency payment system for state fees and taxes. So that's a little bit different. We can get into that. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, psychopathic goons. I think you might know a few of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to make something clear. Some people get it. Other people may not. But let me make it perfectly clear. I mean, this is an ongoing thing. But I didn't get a chance to respond to. And I'm not picking on Chris, but Chris had made his comment, and also Major Payne in Michigan. That same program had made a comment after I called in. The reason 14 years after psychopathic goons. In your government, by name, Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge John J. Romero Jr., you got to keep calling them out. Like your caller Jet says, call them out. Don't let them get away with being referred to as the government. These are individuals that are psychopathic goons, like Zamora and Romero. And you can't let them get away with their crimes. Like last week when I called out and pointed out that the judge that stole almost $300,000 from a kid that his uncle wanted him to have, but the judge decided that she should have it instead, and she's going to prison. You call these people out. And the sheriff up in Rio Rebo County that's going to prison for 3 years, you call these people out. And the psychopathic goons are on you guys' butts for things that should not be illegal. It's really none of the government's business. Even according to our founding documents, which you guys criticize, it's none of their business, but they put their psychopathic nose in it anyway because they are organized crime. That's why I continue to point this stuff out, even though it has been 14 years regarding my kids. My kids can be 60 years old, and I'm still going to point out that these psychopathic goons, like New Mexico Judge M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero, illegally trafficked my children according to a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. And people got to keep on screaming it whenever it exists. We got to point it out until these psychopaths are done away with.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate the passion tonight.
And it would be great if the basic psyche of our society could move to the point where we realize that this is just kidnapping. Like, that's all this is. It's kidnapping. It's extortion.
Sure.
That's what these goons do.
You mean when they arrest someone, it's a kidnap?
Yeah, when they arrest you, it's kidnapping.
When they send you a tax bill, it's an extortion.
When they keep you in these places where you are not allowed to have social contact with your social group, like we've done the experiments to find out what that does in the brain, it's just the same as torture. So they are kidnapping people. They are torturing them. That's what they're doing.
Oh, but you voted for this. You voted for these people.
Well, that is the illusion, isn't it? That I had an option to not do this. Except that, okay, what was my option? Well, you could vote for gang on the left or gang on the right.
Psychopath A or psychopath B.
Are they going to do exactly the same thing in slightly different flavors? But the rhetoric is different.
Yeah.
What a great big difference that means.
Yeah, and that's, you know, to get to the next story here with this Ron DeSantis character who has been lauded by so many people over the last couple of years as though he's some great freedom lover, and it's just so ridiculous how easy it is to fool people. And in many cases, people who should know better. People, libertarian people who should know that basically anyone calling themselves governor is not your friend. And just because they might be doing something that is less offensive than 49 or 48 other governor people out there doesn't mean that he's not as much of a tyrant as the rest of them. And so,
well, and the same thing happens here where, okay, I'm really glad that the governor isn't pushing for state taxes. That's great.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah, in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that he's not that he's pushing against that. That's great. However, as soon as he got the opportunity to be a tyrant, he took it.
Big time.
And, yeah, DeSantis has been great on this one issue.
Right. Otherwise, he's a complete police statist. This man has never seen a law benefiting the cops that he didn't like. He's constantly talking about blue lives this and blue lives that and passing new laws to protect the cops. And there's a red flag law in Florida, which, by the way, New Hampshire doesn't have. All kinds of things that this guy is doing that are not good, but people ignore that.
He protects the guns, and it's like, yeah. Really?
No, he doesn't.
Do you know what these red flag laws are?
Dude, I can tell you
what. Wow!
I'm from Florida. I remember when I turned 21, my dad, he gave me a handgun at that time, and he also gave me this, like, folder full of paperwork. And he said, oh, here's what you need to do to get the, like, concealed permit in the state of Florida. And I'm like, screw this. I threw that thing in the trash. I wasn't going to jump through all those ridiculous hoops. So, you know, Florida is not a free state. There's people on social media claiming Florida's a free state. And it's, like, ridiculous. It's not as bad as some of the states. In fact, a lot of them.
They're free in this way. They're unfree in so many others.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we'll give credit where credit's due.
Absolutely.
In this case, the dude, according to news.bitcoin.com, did apparently propose in the state's 2022-2023 budget to let businesses pay state fees with cryptocurrencies. And, of course, he's calling it the Freedom First budget. Because he understands that most people don't really dig, and they don't really, you know, the Patriot Act, it's for patriots. You know, like, they just look at the title. They look at the surface level of most things,
which
and they make decisions.
Which is completely backward most of the time. Honestly, yes. The vast majority of bills, if you want to know what it does, look at its title, invert the meaning of that. That's what it's probably doing.
So it says here that Florida is becoming well known for its politicians who are positive about the digital currency economy, as Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has been vocal about supporting Bitcoin. Of course, we talked about the Miami coin thing here, which came out, I don't know, four or five months ago or something like that, which is not officially done by the city of Miami. It's done by just like an independent cryptocurrency group, but yet the city of Miami mayor has embraced it, and that's because they're getting free revenue from it. Suarez gets a portion of his salary in Bitcoin and recently announced he plans to take a fraction of his 401k retirement plan and convert it into Bitcoin. Report published by Fortune magazine says DeSantis has explained in recent times he wants the Florida government to become crypto-friendly. Florida encourages cryptocurrency as a means of commerce and furthering Florida's attractiveness to business and economic growth, wrote DeSantis in the budget proposal. So again, I don't want to fellate any politicians for liking cryptocurrency. I think they're snakes. They're, you know, bad people. They're psychopaths. But there is one good thing about this, and that is that if politicians see value in cryptocurrency and they themselves acquire it, the odds that it will ever be banned are very, very slim.
Right. Now, I think there's a huge trade-off being, if this is what you're going to do, there's a huge trade-off here. So the upside of this is that it's going to make cryptocurrency happen faster, earlier, and more completely. Now, the downside of this is that when all of the other governments are collapsing because they relied on the U.S. dollar, and that's being replaced completely, then the Florida government is probably going to last longer than they do. And I think that that's an unfortunate side effect of this proposal.
He spoke on a speech on this matter on Thursday in Tallahassee. During the speech, he discussed...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too.
Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
With you tonight is Ian.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And don't forget to join us on our Odyssey channel. I mentioned it earlier, but what is it? Well, it's a website launched by the folks who created Library. And Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. So protocol is a way of things to communicate on the Internet, basically. And in this case, they've created a platform that is based on that protocol, and it's called Odyssey. And it was created in 2020 to compete with YouTube, and they're doing a darn good job. They got over a million creators there on Odyssey now, a lot of whom have left YouTube, or they're still, you know, they still got one foot in the old, and now they've got one foot in the new. But as you know, YouTube's been cracking down on people for their opinions, and Odyssey, they don't do that there. So we're there, and we've been on Library, which is what came before Odyssey, and it still does exist, by the way, with our videos for years. So if you want to support us on Odyssey, you can do that by subscribing to our channel. Just go to video.freetalklive.com. We do stream there as well, so if you want to watch the show live, you can do that. Or later on, again, archives going back for years at video.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want to go all in, you can actually support the channel, the Free Talk Live channel there, by downloading the Library desktop app. So Odyssey is just for people that want to go watch a video or a bunch of videos on the Internet. Library is for people that want to back the protocol, people that want to actually support the blockchain-based system that helps people store videos essentially forever. Now, the videos aren't actually stored on the blockchain. It's just the sort of the data about the videos, like where they're located, that sort of thing. As I understand it, I'm not a programmer.
And there's a mobile app as well, isn't there?
Yes, but that won't. That'll just let you watch. That is not going to download and seed the videos. So basically, Library acts kind of like BitTorrent, but with an index. If you think about it, where you know one of the problems with BitTorrent is you have to go to centrally hosted websites to find where the torrents are. Here,
you need updated information.
Correct. Here, there's a blockchain that has that information forever and cannot be censored. So very interesting stuff. You can dig into the tech side of it if you want to. But go to lbry.com, and you can download the full desktop app there. And then any video you watch, whether it's ours or somebody else's, you actually are a seed of that video. You're actually helping protect that video from ever being removed from the Internet, which is cool. Very cool stuff. So check that out. In other COVID-related news, this is a quickie, and it's a disappointing story. As you know, the Swiss government has been one of the better ones on the planet as far as cryptocurrency, or not crypto, we were talking crypto, as far as COVID restrictions are concerned. And they've been lauded by people that, you know, care about freedom. Unfortunately, that's all changing. They had a election recently there in that country, and Swiss voters backed the government's pandemic response plan in a referendum by a clear majority, paving the way for continuation of exceptional measures to stem the rising tide of COVID-19 cases. The government's tally of Sunday's vote showed a wider-than-expected majority of 62% of voters supporting the law passed earlier this year to provide financial aid to people hit by COVID-19 and allowing for COVID certificates, which provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination, recovery, or a negative test, and are currently required to enter bars, restaurants, and certain events. So you thought that they were going to, you know, and I didn't realize they'd rolled that out. I thought they had avoided that over there, but
not surprised.
Apparently the people are all about that, or at least 62% of them are.
Well, I mean, if you look at the practices of Central Europe, I mean, It's similar to how when this all came down, our governor just started doing exactly what the Massachusetts governor did when the Massachusetts governor did it.
Ridiculous.
So, I mean, if you look at the policies of Central Europe, I'm not surprised to find out that this one is going to do exactly what the others are doing.
Yep. And some of them are getting even more crazy, right? Like with lockdowns for unvaccinated people. You've got that now spreading, I believe, to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Italy as well now has, according to the Daily Mail, begun locking down the unvaccinated. Only double-jabbed people will be able to fully participate in public life using their super green pass. As of, looks like, maybe 5 days ago.
And I know Austria has definitely been part of the forefront of authoritarian
control. They were the first state over there to completely lock down unvaccinated people there. Now, apparently, the latest headline I saw from Austria is they're talking about up to a year in jail for people that do not vaccinate. That hasn't passed yet, from what I understand, but that's the proposal. Now you're going to need the Super Green Pass, which will allow you to do things like visiting indoor restaurants, bars, concerts, sports events, theaters, public events, and that let's see, according to dailymail.co.uk. So it's not just there. Of course, they mention here Germany is now locking down unvaccinated citizens and banning them from most public spaces in the run-up to Christmas, while those in France will have to show proof of vaccination to maintain a valid COVID pass, which allows them into public venues.
So you know what didn't happen in these countries? They didn't experience their Congress or Parliament or what have you trying to pass a law against these restrictions. So, sure, I'm not saying we're out of the woods. But even the fact that that this law that I was talking about earlier passed through the Senate, it at least slows down the process of authoritarian encroachment.
Well, at least from the federal government.
Right.
I mean, that's not going to stop New York City or York State or Massachusetts. It was just a couple days ago there was a story that Massachusetts governor is now claiming that he's working with up to 15 or 20 other states on a QR code for a vaccination passport.
Well, in the off chance that they manage to get this passed under this president or the next, if they do actually get it passed, I think it might require that New York rolls its back. And that would be an interesting fight between the state and or the city really and the federal government.
Well, in that case, I mean, I would actually have to take New York's side of it because I don't want to see the I don't want to see the federal government telling people what to do. And look, if that's what the people of New York want, and by all indicators, seems like those people really love the Empire State. So I understand there's some libertarians still in New York. It's like, hey, guys.
We're right here.
Yeah. Just come on over. It's only a few hours away. Just move a little bit to the northeast or the east, and you can move from literally the 50th most free state to the number one most free state and have an increase in your quality of life that is literally instantaneous, let alone the fact that there's more libertarians coming here. We're going to likely see New Hampshire become the by far freest state. Like, it's now kind of like competing with Florida or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to see that distance separate. We're going to see it get to the point where Florida can't catch up.
Yep. And this is one of those things that on the principle of it, yes, the real way this is supposed to be working is that the city gets its power from the people in the city, and then the county gets its power from the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden promising full federal support to six states hit hard by a deadly tornado outbreak, which may have been one of the largest such outbreaks in U.S. history. The president asking the FEMA chief to provide whatever help states need. And Kentucky needs a lot of help, according to the governor, Andy Beshear.
We will rebuild. We are strong, resilient people.
Governor Beshear is saying the death toll in his state could reach around 100 alone. At least six people are confirmed dead now at an Illinois Amazon warehouse after it collapsed during one of the tornadoes. But search and rescue operations for those still unaccounted for continue at the scene. John Griffin, a longtime CNN producer facing multiple charges for allegedly luring underage girls to his Vermont ski home for, quote, sexual subservience training. This is USA Radio News. It was the annual Army-Navy football game on Saturday, and Navy stunned Army in its 17-13 in the showdown at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Today, whether they cheer for Army or cheer for Navy, we ask that they would all soon come safely home. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
The U.S. Navy Academy honored a fallen SEAL team commander during the game. Commander Brian Bourgeois was injured during a training exercise in Virginia last weekend and died of his wounds on Tuesday when the Navy midshipmen took to the field carrying the American Navy and Marine Corps flags. One player carried a SEAL Team 8 flag to honor the 2001 grad who was a four-year member of the Navy football team himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
791-2055 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-791-2055. That's 1-800-791-2055. Again, 1-800-791-2055.
Got Telegram? You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, last Saturday show. Number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Pandemic Treaty. As though they weren't all doing similar stuff anyway, as far as pandemic crackdowns, COVID crackdowns. Now they want to make it official, apparently.
Well, we're not instituting a global government or anything. We're just instituting global governance. It's totally different. We're just agreeing that there are certain things that we have to have exactly the same across the board, like, you know, a minimum corporate tax or, certain regulations for your carbon emissions. And, oh, well, this is a pandemic. Well, obviously, we need to deal with this on a global governance scale.
The only thing they don't have yet is a global currency, and I don't think they're going to.
Well, U.S. dollar basically is.
Kinda. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yeah, I just
invite you to buy property here in Albuquerque or New Mexico area because the prices have gone up so crazy. So the average price of a house is like about $350,000.
Well, there were already plenty of reasons for me not to want to live in New Mexico, but now there's another one to not want to live in New Mexico.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out why all of a sudden our prices have gotten so expensive. It's just amazing. Maybe the Netflix is here. When we finished building the ART bus line, it's nice and air-conditioned. But I'm trying to figure out what other reasons why people are willing to, you know, snatch up the house so fast. I was told that if they put a house up for sale, they would have like 7 people or 10 people that want it.
Yeah.
And they could just ask whatever they want.
Do you remember the 2008 financial crisis, right?
I think I heard something about that.
Well, so one of the things about owning property, owning houses, is that there's enough of a voting bloc that owns houses, owns properties, that they know that the value that is invested in real estate will be protected by the government. And if some market fluctuation, you know, an actual market correction, causes property values to go down, the government will step in, will bail out whatever companies it needs to keep property prices rising.
Well, I think we should also look at some specific things that are contributing here. Number one, Sarah, the U.S. federal government has been printing money like it's going out of style. I mean, they always print money, but it's been getting a lot worse under the Trump and Biden administration. So you're seeing the prices of everything go up. So that's a factor in why real estate is going up. And also, you're also seeing people exiting the worst places. Now, there's an argument that New Mexico is one of the worst places, so I'm not real sure why people are moving in there, but it's possible that it's better than California. So, like, people are probably leaving California, and they're moving to Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and so there's, like, a big demand in those places. Like, people are getting the hell out of San Francisco, right? Like, it's a crazy place right now where you can't even, you know, even before New York City was mandating kids wearing masks and vaccinations, they were doing that in San Francisco, like, weeks before that. So,
it's not the mask thing in California. I was told that price has gotten so expensive. It's not the California of 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they owned a house, they could sell their house for $650,000.
Right, and then you go buy one in New Mexico for $300,000+, and you got another $300,000 that you can invest in a business or something like that. So for some people, it makes a lot of economic sense to get out of a place like California or New York, or New York City or whatever, and come to a place like here in New Hampshire. We're having the same thing happen where you put a house on the market and it's gone in a week. Mm-hmm. Somebody has bought it, and it's usually, like you said, Sarah, a bidding war where somebody places a bid, and then they take 3 other bids, and then whoever bids the most, sometimes they bid off on one another. And houses are not selling for asking price. They're selling higher than asking price. But there must be some places where we're not seeing this. And I'm not a real estate agent, so I've not taken the time to research this. But where are the cities where the prices are dropping? You know, like where... Because not everybody can be moving into everywhere, right? So
last I checked, Detroit is still losing property value
at
an alarming rate.
Yeah, that figures.
I know one of the things.
San Francisco lost their values as well because rents dropped like 20%, or I think that was back in 2020, so I bet that's still down.
Well, and a lot of people are finding California unlivable.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the attractive features of New Mexico in particular, so number one, it's warm there.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're used to a warm climate. There's going to be more variation in climate there than they're even used to, but at least it's warm, and it's a largely Democratic area.
Yeah, so those who are liberals in California will feel at home as far as politically.
Right, so, I mean, you know, where else are you going to go? Like Nevada, Arizona, Florida, Texas, these are all more or less red states.
Yeah,
so, I mean, there's Colorado, which is kind of a blue state, a little bit mixed,
but it
turning
gets
more and more. Right, but it has winter. It has actual snow. Whereas New Mexico, it's warm and it's Democrat. So I can see why that would be in high demand to a lot of the people fleeing the sinking ship of California.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call here tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Even though a bunch of people are snatching up houses left and right, it's still the best time to get here to New Hampshire. I mean, the best time would have been, you know, years ago. But if you are a freedom-loving person, you got to get up here. How many years has it been for you now, Pico?
3.5.
Wow. Yep. Seems like longer.
It had, well,
at least
honestly,
from my perspective.
Honestly, I've experienced a simultaneously, it's only been 2 weeks, I'm sure. I'm sure it's just been the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And, man, does it feel like it's been 30 years.
Oh, just since 2020, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Since March of 2020, honestly, feels like it's been an entire generation.
Wow. It's hard to believe that we're about to embark on the third straight year of this stuff coming up in, what, March? Late February?
Yep. Well, one way or the other, our culture is fundamentally shifting. Now, I'm still fairly well convinced that in the end, it will be a positive change.
I
do think we're going to have to go through the darkness before the dawn, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I embrace every last little piece of good news of like, okay, this terrible thing is going to be less bad or will take longer to happen.
Yeah, I mean, evolution and change can be an ugly process, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that don't make it.
Well, and there are just so many things that because of the effect of the monopoly on the initiation of force, there are so many things that have not changed in a really long time, and you just cannot hold back the tide of progress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
Education is going to have to update with the fact that the internet exists. You can't hold that off forever. The currency system has to be updated.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we've invented a new currency system that works better in every way than the existing one.
Well, in
you
both
can't
of those
hold that off forever.
Yeah, but in both of those categories, those are government controlled areas with with a few exceptions, right? Like in education, yeah, if you can afford it, you can pay property taxes and pay for a private school on top of it in most states. Actually, in New Hampshire, they passed education savings accounts, which are kind of making major changes for a lot of families, which is pretty cool. But, you know, those are both categories where government systems are very in place and they do not want to move. So I think you're right. Those changes are coming and they mm-hmm. are inevitable. But boy, are those establishments going to fight tooth and nail, as we're seeing. I mean, they raided our studios back mm-hmm. in March regarding cryptocurrency, and the educational teachers unions, they don't want to go anywhere. They're sitting pretty and they like things just how they are with all their government benefits, and they're going to fight to stop this stuff.
These oppressive institutions are trying to provide a bulwark for the storm that they know is...
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
At 800-897-9537. That's 800-897-9537. 800-897-9537.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrant Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TotalWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Join us online. We've got our own social media platform that we run, not some big mega tech corporation that gets to tell you what you can and can't say. You can go ahead and express yourself a lot more freely over at social.freetalklive.com. We still get to tell you what to say, but we just generally don't. I just don't like spam, so I will delete the spammers, and there are a bunch of them. Man, the one problem with the Mastodon system is they don't have anything for, like, anti-spam. So there's constantly sign-ups for, like, AsianEscorts.com or whatever. It's like, nah, I don't think you're a real person. But if you're a real person, you got real opinions, you can express them over at social.freetalklive.com. And again, you don't have the big tech axe hanging over your head when you do that. And one of the coolest things about Mastodon, which is, by the way, an open-source system that essentially kind of apes Twitter. So if you're familiar with Twitter, they do what Twitter does, but they do it for free and they do it without the crazy rules. But one of the, I forget what the hell I was going to say about Mastodon. Yeah, it's not perfect, but it does work and it's been working pretty well for us. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. All right, so there was a tweet you wanted me to bring up here, Peakless, by at POTUS.
I found it super amusing.
Yeah, it's funny. And here it is, posted yesterday. The United States pays its debts when they're due. That's why today I signed a bill to fast-track the process to raise our debt limit.
I always pay my debts, which is why it is so important that I increase my credit limit right now.
Yes.
Well, wait, are you at your credit limit? Yes.
Yes.
But I always pay my credit card, which is why I'm increasing its limits.
Yeah, and we've got a guest who's been watching us in the studio here tonight. He pointed out it's interesting the language that they use here, raising a debt limit when it's really digging a deeper hole,
mm-hmm.
right? So very, very governmental kind of say one thing that actually is the opposite of what it sounds like you're doing.
Yeah, recently when I saw that, I'm like, wow, nice doublespeak was we are expanding the key to the city. And it's
in
like,
New York City?
It's like, no, you're not. You're contracting the key
You're
to the city
right
now.
The number of people.
This many people have the key to the city, and now fewer people will have it. That's
right.
Not expanding the key to the city program. No,
because they're increasing the number of shots that people have to get in order to access it in New York City.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, but
yeah, and I mean, if you're gonna graph this, like. Number go down. You are further in the negative. That's not raising a ceiling.
I will try to explain, because we did look at this debt limit thing and what was going on with all that. You remember a few months ago, like 2 months ago, there was all this hubbub about a cutoff date and that the U.S. government won't be able to function or something if the debt ceiling isn't raised by this deadline or what, an X date. They kept calling it the X date. And, of course, they raised the debt limit and, you know, increase the debt. I think didn't it cross $29 trillion recently? I believe that it did.
I haven't kept track.
It had been very close. So
I mean, numbers are increasingly meaningless when it comes to the U.S. dollar and the U.S. debt.
But what they had said there in that particular case was that what happens when the U.S. government hits that limit. There's all kinds of things that can happen, like a lot of like cascading financial problems start to occur. But one of the things that they can't do. And what he's referring to in this statement, I believe, is they cannot essentially make good on the treasury bonds that they have sold to people. So that's one of the ways the government, you know, gets revenue in, is they sell these treasury bonds, which, by the way, don't pay diddly these days. It's crazy to buy these
Way
things.
Less than the inflation.
Way less
than the aimed for inflation. Let alone the inflation they pretend is going on.
Right.
Let alone what's actually happening.
Yeah, not even close. I mean, it's just laughable. It's like, you know, it's as bad as a bank account or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that if they can't keep raising this debt limit, then the whole system grinds to a halt. And so they have to keep paying. These treasuries come due every day or every week or whatever. And so, like, oh, there's constantly new treasuries coming due. And if they don't have the money to spend on it, and they can't just sign a thing to get more money from the Federal Reserve because they've hit the debt limit, then they cannot make payments on those people's treasuries. And there was this article that really kind of got into some detail about just how crazily broken this system is, but it doesn't really show how broken it is until something like this happens. And then there's like all these cascading financial things and like stock markets and mutual funds, because a lot of these things count on treasury bonds as their, you know, mutual fund invests in different things, right? So like one of the things they invest in is treasury bonds, and the computer programs that the stock brokerages and mutual fund people use, the computer programs presume governments are going to honor their debts.
Mm-hmm.
So the computer program just thinks, oh, well, the date these bonds are due has come, so therefore they've been paid. But they haven't been paid because, or, you know, if it were to happen.
So these programs start spending money that they don't actually have.
Exactly. Yeah, you were on that show,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it is just so crazy that all of the financial markets act as if this is so. Oh, we don't know that they will increase the debt limit when they do
every
single time. Oh, no, we might not grant ourselves the ability to print free money, which is basically what this comes down to.
Right, as though the Republicans are going to somehow put their feet in the dirt and, you know, hold firm on this. No way. This is one thing they all agree on, is they need to have more ability to tax.
Well, and that's the thing. The Republicans can go ahead. They're in the position situation where they're like, ha ha ha, we won't get blamed for this, even if we refuse to let them raise the debt ceiling. Because they know that even if it has to be just the Democrats, that we can then blame them for all this reckless spending, they know it's going to get passed. So, I mean, it really doesn't, it's all just political grandstanding.
They would get blamed for
it. What, the Republicans?
Yeah, if they didn't vote for raising the debt ceiling, they'd get blamed for it.
On the off chance that in some mirror universe that occurs and they don't raise the debt, and the Democrats don't raise the debt ceiling on their own, they can actually make that another way of political grandstanding of, see, we're shrinking the federal government for you just like we said we would.
I'm just saying, I don't know what the vote was on raising this debt ceiling, but I guarantee you plenty of Republicans voted for it. That's probably not a party line thing at all, because they don't want to be seen as not supporting, you know, their programs too, right? Like, they don't want to be seen as the responsible party for not getting the Treasury bonds paid and that sort of thing, and they would get the finger pointed at them. For that, let's go to the phones here. We got somebody calling, looks like from New Mexico, but it's unscreened call. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you got to turn down that radio, or else it's going to get really confusing. Either that, or leave the room. Because if you do that, then it gets real. Oh, he just hung up. All right. Well, that's what I get for doing it. You know, we can only do that in the last segment of the show because we have no call screener here. So that's something that I do. So, crazy stuff. The government debt is not going to slow down. In fact, there's a handy little website. I think it's called, like, U.S. Debt Clock. And I'm just going to pull it up here just so we can see what the current numbers are. There's, like a ticking clock that constantly... Yeah, it did cross $29 trillion.
So. Yeah, I mean, as far as the actual numbers on that go, there was also this, as soon as our interest goes above our gross income, then there's going to be a problem. And then that happened, and then there was no problem.
Hmm.
Because this is a scam. This has always been a scam. This has been a scam since 1913.
The money system.
Yeah. Now, they cemented this as a permanent scam after World War II, but, I mean, and did the final nail in the coffin of the world's money system when Bretton Woods was pulled out,
mm-hmm.
which was itself an actual default. Like, that was when we didn't pay our debts. We made a promise, we will pay...
The federal government.
Yeah, the federal government said, we will pay our debts to all the other countries, not people, mind you, but all the other countries, in gold. And then they're like, we're not going to do that.
That's the paper.
Yeah.
We'll print more.
Well, and what I think is the wildest about this, and sure, now all of the investments are going to go back to what they were before everyone freaked out, and it's like, guys, if you actually thought there was a chance that they wouldn't raise the debt ceiling, then you should have gotten guns and bullets and gold, because like it would literally be the collapse of the global economy if they didn't raise the debt ceiling.
We can only dream.
That's what.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.